What's going on, everybody? Connor O'Neill here from Canadian Football Perspective. Yes, just Connor O'Neill here. Wade Zancata, my usual better half and co-host of All Canadian, is not with me today. He is off coaching basketball. Nonetheless, he does still have plenty of opinions to share. He did text those to me, so I will be sharing those with you as we deep dive the players to watch for the Invitational Combine. I know you've read the title already. You know what's coming. You know what's up, so I won't hide it. We are talking Invitational Combine players today, as it is coming up tomorrow at the time of this podcast release, as it's Thursday morning. Invitational Combine will be held Friday morning at the University of Waterloo, a beautiful facility. It's a great spot to hold these Combine events. Wade and I unfortunately can't get there this year, but we will still be doing our best to bring you all of the coverage for that event. Enough rambling from me. I'm sure you all want to get into what we're here to do, and that is talk about the athletes attending the Invitational Combine this year. We're going to start off on the offensive side of the ball. We're going to start off with the wide receivers, progress through the offense into the defense. So if you are a defensive guy, a DB guy like myself, and you are looking to dive into some of those players, it will be in the back half of the podcast. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but please stick around because there are a ton of playmakers in this 2024 CFL Invitational Combine class. Now, as I said, we are going to be starting off with the wide receivers. A few guys of note that I want to mention off the top before we start diving in. Kane Stevenson from the University of Guelph, I think, is a player to watch. Nicholas Gendron, the Ottawa GG. Not a bias on my part. That actually was Wade's pick. I have the text to prove it. Hunter Brown from Carleton. That's my pick. So this is how you know I'm not biased this year as much as I want to be. And Liam Stewart from St. Mary's, I think, are four guys that are going to be of note to watch. There are a ton of other playmakers in this mix, but I think these are some of the four that have really stood out to me throughout the U Sports season, have really stood out to Wade throughout the U Sports season, starting with Kane Stevenson. He is just coming from a long line of Guelph wide receivers that I think he's just next in line to turn some heads. Obviously, Kean Schaefer Baker was a regional combine at the time, regional combine invite himself. Now, what he's doing in the CFL is undeniable. Keandre Smith, Clark Barnes, next in line, natural progression. Kane Stevenson, we can go ahead and add his name to the mix. I do think he's going to be, if not a draft pick, going to find himself on a CFL roster, and he's going to make some noise. He's going to turn some heads. So definitely look out for Kane Stevenson. Nicholas Gendron, Wade's pick, I promise you all. He was the leader for the GG's offense this year. He was the go-to guy in the big situations. He had almost 600 yards on the season. What he's done this year is undeniable, and I think his talent is going to speak for itself come Friday. Hunter Brown, another interesting prospect for me from the Carleton Ravens, was a top U Sports with 6 touchdown receptions this season. The dude just knows how to get open. He just knows how to get open. There are plenty of good wide receivers in the league from that Ravens program, as much as I hate to admit it. Guys like Nate Bahar, Keaton Brugling, just to name a few. I mean, obviously, there's plenty more, but I don't want to give too much credit to the Carleton Ravens program. But they do put them in the league, and I think Hunter Brown is another one of these guys that, at the end of the day, when you look at the combine, you're going to go, dang, yeah, he was pretty impressive. And whether he moves on or not, I think he will be an impressive prospect. Liam Stewart, the same thing can be said. A guy coming out of the AUS, you know, we gotta put some shine on the AUS too. Again, the go-to guy for that St. Mary's offense. And I know it was a little bit of a tough year for them, a little bit of a down year, but I do think he was, you know, the silver lining, the bright spot when all said and done for that Huskies offense. He's a damn good playmaker, and he's going to get an opportunity here in Waterloo come Friday. So certainly keep an eye out for some of these names, but we do have to move on. There are plenty of other position groups, plenty of other talented playmakers. Switching gears, the guys that make it all possible for the quarterbacks to get the receivers the ball, for the running backs to do their job and find the open holes, it is the offensive linemen, one of my favorite groups. Few guys of note. I think, you know, it's going to be important for me to say this moving on. I'm going to give you guys the format for this is I'm going to give you guys a few names right off the hop, just names to recognize, names to kind of note down. And then after that, I'll pick kind of one or two for myself and Wade that we really want to highlight and we'll get into. And some of these position groups are a little bit smaller, so there might only be one or two guys in the list and one or two guys then to note. So that's going to be the format for this. Diving into the offensive linemen, Daniel Townsend from the University of Calgary, Taylor Burns, the McMaster Marauder prospect, Matthew Hagewich from the University of Regina, and Owen Mueller from the Windsor Lancers football program. Guys of note, guys to highlight in this offensive line class, but the guys I really want to dig in on are Daniel Townsend and Owen Mueller from Windsor and Calgary, respectively. And I will start with the dino in Mr. Daniel Townsend, the 6'6 road grader on that offensive line. Yes, 6'6. I love the size. I'm curious to see a little bit more how he's going to move against, you know, not only now his own competition in the Can West, which, you know, from all the tape we've watched, he does appear to move pretty well. But I'm curious to see now how he's going to move against national talent across U sports here. So Daniel Townsend, certainly the size is intriguing. What I've seen so far, what we've seen so far at CFP is very intriguing. And I'm excited to see a guy like him go up against, you know, some of the best and the best at this invitational level. Now, Owen Mueller, another big body, another important focal point for his team, respectively, in the Windsor Lancers, standing at 6'5". The Lancers had one of the most dominant run games in the country this year. That's no secret. That's no surprise if you watched any U Sports football this year, if you watch any OUA football this year. Windsor was a dominant force up front in the trenches, and Owen Mueller is one of these guys that really made the run game go. So again, another guy that I loved watching in the OUA. I did get a good look at in the OUA this year, as did Wade. Really, really talented offensive lineman within the realm of the OUA. Now I'm excited to see what this looks like when you take it nationally. So another body along the offensive line. I'm really excited to see the talent for. So Owen Mueller from the Windsor Lancers, and another name to note down. And as I am talking about the Windsor Lancers, it only seems fitting that the one running back I would really, really like to note at this invitational combine is the driving force to the Windsor Lancers offense, or should I say one of the heartbeats of the many along the Windsor Lancers offense. Chris John, he was a focal point. He really broke out, stood out to me, stood out to Wade, stood out to us here at CFP at the East-West Bowl. Had a great showing, two touchdowns, ran the ball really hard, you know, left us going, wow, we were really impressed with Chris John here at the East-West. And if this is a preview of what's to come with the Windsor Lancers, boy, are we in for a treat come 2023. And we certainly were. Now, the unfortunate thing to this is, you know, running back, it's not only a Canadian thing. I think this is an NFL thing too, depending on the back. But the running back position in the draft, just, you know, and you do get your Daniel Adebaboyes, your Brady Oliveras that find themselves falling a little bit higher. But unfortunately for Chris John, the nature of the running back position is difficult. Now, I do think he is talented enough to earn a look. But I think it will really come down to his special teams drills. What does he look like? How does he compete? How does he get downfield, block, whatever he's going to do? I think where he's going to make his entrance into the CFL is going to be special teams to start. Now, we're going to get to the quarterbacks because somebody does have to throw the ball at these combine events in years past. You know, obviously, we've seen Trey Ford throw before he was even draft eligible. We've seen the likes of Connor Carosello throw. We've seen the likes of Kinsale Phillip throw. We've seen the likes of Ben Maricles throw last year. So quarterbacks come in and throw. And this year it is Anthony Robichaud from Sherbrooke and Marcus Reeb from Minnesota Morris. Anthony Robichaud, an East-West guy, Sherbrooke quarterback, had some ups and downs this season, but was really talented. Is really talented, I should say. Not was really talented. I meant to say he was impressive at the East-West Bowl. Again, where we did get to see him in person a little bit, we get to see some of his decision-making against you know, the best in the country. And I did like what I saw at that East-West Bowl. So I think there is a lot to like with Anthony Robichaud. I'm excited to see I'm excited to see how he throws the ball. I'm excited to see him connect with guys like Kane Stevenson, Nicholas Gendron, Hunter Brown, Justin Suker, who I feel like I should have thrown in that wide receiver mix earlier there as well. So I'm going to go ahead and do that and apologize profusely to Justin Suker, because he's another guy who is a pretty damn talented wide receiver, and I think will earn some looks and turn some heads at the Invitational Combine as well. But that is it for the quarterbacks. There's two throwing at the Invitational Combine. It is Anthony Robichaux from quarterback in the U Sports realm, and then from across the border, from south of the border, it is Marcus Reeb, the Minnesota Morris quarterback. Now, that closes it out. Those are the guys that we want to take a second to highlight for this offensive portion of the Invitational deep dive. And if I did miss anybody, if there is any player that, you know, you feel like we left out, go ahead and get on Twitter and let us know at CF Perspective, at Connor R. O'Neill, at Wade Zank on all platforms. You know, we're human. We miss guys. There's guys that, you know, you may feel we missed, and we totally could have. So it's a long list. There's a lot of players on this thing. I'd love to highlight every single one of them if I could, but we don't have that much time in this podcast. Plus, it'd probably lull some of you to sleep if you're not, you know, the Marshall Fergusons of the world here. So we're going to move on. We're going to get into the defensive side of the football, starting in the trenches, because there are a lot of skilled defensive linemen at the Invitational Combine alone here. Guys of note, in my and Wade's opinion, Curtis Woodmansey, Jason Jambier Messier from the York Lions program, Trevon Halstead of Waterloo, Keenan Dell, one of Wade's guys from U of T, Jacob Lavoie from McGill, Mitchell Price from McMaster. The list goes on. But a couple guys that we would like to note. Wade texted me about Curtis Woodmansey and would like to make a note on the product out of Guelph. He's an absolute body mover. If you go stat surfing, you might not be that impressed with what you have defined, but he is a pile driver. He is a body mover. He's one of those F the play up guys that we like to talk about so often. And I really do believe you're going to see that at the Invitational on Friday. Wade believes you're going to see that at the Invitational on Friday for sure, because he put a multitude of stars around this guy's name. So Curtis Woodmansey, the Guelph defensive lineman, is going to make some noise. Jason Jambier Messier is another one of these guys from York, I think, is in a similar situation to Woodmansey, where they were on teams that were having kind of down years in the OUA this year, and they were the stars along their defensive line. They were the points that offensive coordinators knew they had to worry about. You know, it didn't matter that you're playing York. It didn't matter that you're playing Guelph. You knew you had to deal with Curtis Woodmansey or JJ Messier in and out every week, regardless of the record of your opponent. These are two guys that are very skilled, are very mean and nasty along this defensive line. So I think they're gonna turn some heads. Trevon Halstead, I think, got some opportunity this year to shine too out of Waterloo, despite Tyson Hergott, his counterpart, winning the lineman of the year and earning himself an invite to the National Combine. Keenan Dell, Jacob Lavoie, Mitchell Price, all impressive players in their own right as well. And I'd love to spend more time on them if I had more time. But again, Curtis Woodmansey, Jason Jambier Messier, Trevon Halstead, Keenan Dell, Jacob Lavoie, and Mitchell Price along the defensive line are a few of the names we wanted to highlight, a few of the key players we wanted you all to keep your eyes peeled for. DBs. I know everybody was waiting for these DBs. No, I'm sure it was just me. Selfishly, I'm sure it was just me. But this is a really, really exciting defensive back class. Last year with 2023, you know, we did talk a lot about the speed and how good this DB class was. And I do think that that really holds true. But I think in 2024, it's still very strong. There are still a bunch of playmakers in this group, and you are going to have to watch out for them. I think there's a lot of under the radar guys, and I think that might be the theme of this DB class here. And I don't think after Friday, these names will be under the radar. Whether they get the invite to the National Combine or not, these names will certainly have made a little bit of noise, starting with Brandon Martin from St. FX. We've talked about him a lot now. He's a player that I feel really deserves his shine. Had a great season with the X-Men. phenomenal defensive back. I love the way he looks at the field. I love the way he reads the field, moves and breaks. Richard Abutifor, the Western Mustang, couple stars here, and a highlight from Wade, had a great season. I'm going to circle back to him. Yanni Gufdel from Bishops, another DB that had a very good campaign and found himself atop or near the top of a few stat categories in all of U Sports this year. And Steven Adamopoulos, the Manitoba Bison, an absolutely massive safety, rangy as absolute heck. Another guy I'd love to highlight. But I will circle back to Richard Abutifor, Wade's guy from Western. Two interceptions this season, 5 pass breakups. He's just around the ball. Whether he's making the play or not, he is near the ball. He's around the ball. He's on the tackle, finishing the tackle, helping drive the pile, whatever it is. If he's not making the play, he's near the play or helping the play in some capacity. He's a fantastic defensive back, reads the field very, very well. And Wade and I are both super excited to watch and see what this guy does at the Invitational Combine. Of note, Adrian Green from the St. Mary's Husky program a few years back was a regional combine himself, and he has not gone back to St. Mary's since those BC Lions have drafted him. He's gone from the East Coast to the West Coast and remained. So I think that there are value for these DBs at this regional combine. Richard Abutifor is a Western Mustang. I think that holds pedigree. I think Wade thinks that holds pedigree. And I do really firmly believe he's going to turn some heads. And I believe Steven Adamopoulos from Manitoba is going to turn some heads as well. He's huge. 6'4", as I mentioned, moves extremely well, sees the field very well for his safety, and man, I'm going to sound like a broken record. Size. Super excited to see him against some of the best at the Invitational Combine, but I don't think he's going to be a letdown here in this DB class. So Brandon Martin, Richard Abutifor, Yanni Gufdel, Steven Adamopoulos are a few of these DBs to watch. And last but not least, we're going to dive into the final positional group of the Invitational Combine, another loaded group, but there are two specific linebackers that we would like to make note of, both coming out of the Can West. And this is a deep class at the Invitational Combine. There are a lot of names there. We encourage you to go check out the Invitational Combine list on CFL.ca. Familiarize yourself with some of these players on your own. Do some of your own research, because it is a great time of year, and these U Sports athletes do deserve every bit of shine that they get around this time of the year. But let's get into the linebackers. Two here. I'll start with Wade's, Ramsey Derbis, and this one was tweeted out at us the other day, tweeted at me specifically, I believe, by Bill Parks on Twitter. And we agree, Bill. I agree with you, man. Like, if I didn't have a character limit, that was the next name on my list. Ramsey Derbis moves well, is a solid linebacker, hard-nosed, plays Saskatchewan Husky football. And I think that's what Wade loves about him. I think that's what I love about him most. He is just a hard-nosed football player. There's no other way to describe this. And when you get a duo, when you get a tandem like Nick Weeb and Ramsey Derbis, it's hard for them both to get the amount of stardom that they do. Nick Weeb, obviously a great playmaker in his own right, and they just worked off of each other so well, complemented each other so well this year. Obviously, Weeb's getting the national invite, but Derbis himself here is certainly going to earn some looks, certainly going to turn some heads, is a fantastic linebacker, and you know, we do feel it was important to highlight him. So, Bill, shout out to you, because wholeheartedly agree with that take there. Now, the final backer I would love to mention, University of Regina, I think I did have him on the list in the original tweet, is Cameron Ma. An incredible season, had 37.5 tackles, 2.5 sacks, was the heartbeat of the Regina Rams front seven. Such a vital player. You could see it on tape. He's directing traffic. He's making plays. He's quick downhill, not afraid to get dirty and make a tackle, stick his nose in a play, finish, you know, maybe a hair after the whistle, but it's borderline still clean. And, you know, it's great to have guys that play right to the edge, right to the whistle, or just stick their nose in and play football. And I think, you know, both of these linebackers are just tough-nosed football players, and I'm excited to see them show that off at the combine a little bit. And I do think they're equally athletic players as well. So I'm very excited for the National Combine to kick off officially on Friday. Wade is as well. Unfortunately, we can't be there this year, but there will be a ton of great coverage going on. So stay tuned to CFL.ca and all that they're going to be doing with the combine. Of course, stay tuned to CF Perspective. Wade and myself, we're not going to be there, but that doesn't mean we're going to be sitting on our butts at home. We have tons of content planned from now to the draft. You know this is our time. You know this is what we love. So stay tuned to us at CF Perspective, at Wade Zank, at Connor R. O'Neill. We have you covered this draft season. We promise you the draft 100 is moments away. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. We love this time of year. We get very excited about it. We hope that you guys get as excited as we do, or that we can at least make you as interested as we are. That's going to do it for this episode. But before we do go, we do have to thank our sponsors, Fox 40. Sports seasons are getting underway and in full swing constantly. Hockey season, basketball season, volleyball season, spring football season, competitive summer leagues are warming up, flag football seasons. It is always sports season, and Fox 40 has you covered. So go to fox40shop.com to get geared up with everything you need, from reffing to coaching gear, whistles to coaching boards. Fox 40 Shop has you covered, and so do we. At checkout, use code CFP15 to get 15% off your order. Again, that is code CFP15 for 15% off at fox40shop.com. Thank you so much for listening to this Invitational Combine episode. We will be back next week. We will be back next week to analyze all the action, break it down, and give you our takes. Enjoy the Combine festivities on Friday. Now I'm feeling the days.